little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Monday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Monday, October the 1st. September, where'd you go? October the 1st, 2018. Hope all's well. Looking forward to a great show today. Obviously, we're going to get into Clemson's thrilling 27-23 win against Syracuse on Saturday. We're going to talk about the really just fascinating win for a team that lost one of its senior leaders on Wednesday when Kelly Bryant tried to transfer, that lost before the game, had suspensions to two upperclassmen and two guys that had vital roles in defense and special teams and offense, and had injuries before the game to a starting tackle and injuries during the game to a starting cornerback and starting wide receiver. They came down to third quarterback and overcame turnovers and was up against the a great team with or a good team with a great scheme and great special teams. And backed up on their own 6-yard line, dropped the ball 94 yards, 13 plays in 5 minutes, over 5 minutes to win the game. Just a phenomenal deal. They're a great crowd, minus the student body. You know, we sat, Zach, we'll talk about it in a minute. We don't see the student body. But apparently, some of the pictures didn't look good up there. Crowd was great, though. Fascinating emotions in the stadium on Saturday. A double-digit fourth-quarter come-from-behind win in which Chase Bryce, the third-team quarterback on Tuesday, helped lead the Tigers to 28 first downs, 469 yards of offense. Travis Etienne, 27 carries, 203 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Great catches by Renfro. A little bit of passing game with Ross and Higgins. The fourth-down throw by Chase Bryce, who went 7 of 12 for 83 yards. The offensive line plays, really, they put the game in the offensive line's hands, did a great job. Gage Cervenka, a big hero there. Defense held Syracuse and that terrific scheme to just 12 first downs, just 26 carries for 61 yards rushing, just 311 yards of offense, and 3 of 15 on third downs. Held Dungy to just 11 yards rushing. We talked about the little man Riley all week, held him just 40 total yards and all the kicking and wide receiver game. And AJ Terrell with a great pick. Xavier Thomas comes alive. Having to play, once Mullen goes down, having to play McMichael. And really just a fascinating win for Clemson. Polls come out, Clemson drops, understand it, but doesn't matter at this point. Don't care anything about that. Clemson Wake Forest, we find out, 3:30 now, ESPN. On Saturday. So 3:30 game up in Winston-Salem. Don't know the line yet, though. Still waiting on what Vegas thinks about or what Clemson thinks about Trevor Lawrence before we have a line with that one. South Carolina at noon this weekend against Missouri. SEC Network. Gamecocks a one-point favorite in that one after getting beat up in the first half against Kentucky. It's one of those, whatever can go wrong, goes wrong. Four South Carolina turnovers. In the game, the teams combined for 22 penalties. And it was not a wasn't a great game by Jake Bentley in the first half. Played a little bit better in the second half, but drops everywhere. They held Debo to just two catches. Held Debo to just one kickoff return for 16 yards. Did a great job there. And Kentucky now undefeated still. Gamecocks now 2-2 on the season. ACC action. Central Florida puts it to Pitt. We had Virginia Tech finds a second-team quarterback, comes alive. They beat Duke 31-14. A.J. Dillon gets hurt in the Boston College win over Temple. Georgia Tech rolls over Bowling Green. NC State, nice win against Virginia. Wake Forest rolls. Florida State down 21-7. Louisville gives the game away. Nice win for the Seminoles. So over the weekend in the ACC, I think the storyline besides Clemson was two backup quarterbacks, one at Miami, one at Virginia Tech, and they look better with their backup guys. SEC, Bama rolls, of course. Georgia flirted a little bit with Tennessee in the third quarter, put them away in the fourth. LSU pounds Ole Miss. Auburn has a big weather delay and really never got anything going against Southern Miss in a win. Florida goes to Dan Mullen goes to Mississippi State and gets a win. A&M gets a kickoff return and beats Arkansas. Vandy avoided disaster against Tennessee State. Thoughts and prayers go out to Tennessee State player that was hurt. On the national scene, Ohio State gets beat up pretty bad in the first half and still beats Penn State 27-26. Oklahoma-Baylor, yeah. Notre Dame beats Stanford. Washington puts it to BYU. We had West Virginia looking, as I thought they would, looking good against Texas Tech. Michigan goes to Northwestern, comes behind and win there. Texas back on fire again. Any phone calls lately about my guy at Texas? Oregon beats Cal. TCU hangs on or scores late against Iowa State. Southern Cal, in case you didn't see it, beat Arizona. Ryder Cup, Europe really puts it to the United States, 17.5 to 10.5. Major Leagues, today we got Major League history, Major League Baseball. Today we have 263 games. It's that deal where the playoffs are determined. So today, Colorado and L.A. in the West and Milwaukee and Chicago in the Central. Milwaukee-Chicago loser goes on the wild card where Colorado-L.A. loser's out. Atlanta gets the Colorado-L.A. I think that's right with that one. Yankees and Oakland wild card on Wednesday night. Winner gets Boston, Cleveland, and Houston make the playoffs as well. We had the NFL yesterday. Had, the Texans won. Looks like that Bengals go to Atlanta and win a wild one. Saw New England come back, look pretty good. A lot of things happened in the NFL yesterday. We can get that if you want. We saw a Roval. Never heard of the word Roval before. Road course and oval in NASCAR, which is pretty interesting. And then I have some Clemson men's and women's golf stuff to tell you about. Besides that, really nothing going on. Crazy weekend, crazy day. Love to hear from you. We have what we call now our Reaction Monday, and that's where you get in touch with us. We'll get to every phone call on our Northern Communication phone line, 654-ROAR. We'll get to every tweet at Mickey Pollard, at Mr. Orr24, and we'll get to about 3% of our texts with the hundreds we'll get today. You can do that 986-1566, Health Care Text 9. It's been too long. The guy that I, for the first time in my life, had a tiny tailgate, but then sat in the football game and broke his knees on the final touchdown. The producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the oil that stirs the pot, Mr. Orr24, the Twitter world, number one in your heart, the captain of the ship, El Capitan, Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
Orr, Mick, how are we doing?
Good. How about that weekend?
Nice little weekend, not a bad one.
Crazy, man, huh?
Not a good Saturday, at least. A good Saturday, at least.
And now we're watching the replay on ESPNU.
Mm-hmm.
And don't be distracted. Hard not to be, but don't be distracted.
Really deflating touchdown right here.
A deflating fumble punt.
Mm-hmm.
Amari Rodgers done at punt return now for a while?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
No, I don't think so, actually. I think he's going to stick back there.
Two of them.
Just had a rough game.
Yeah, and a drop pass, I think.
Had a rough game and was the...
Good kid, by the way.
The benefactor of a lot of hot takes immediately in the wake of it.
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Happy to be here. Nice little Monday show lined up for us, sounds like. It's going to be a lot of fun. A little Reaction Monday.
Yeah, a lot of fun. No doubt about that. Catch me up. Besides tailgating with me and then in the pregame, I mean, in the sitting with me at the game, what'd you do this weekend?
What did I do this weekend? Friday was out at the lake.
Yeah, nice.
Had ourselves a nice little time and
nice.
Came back, got ready, and nice little noon game, right? So yeah. You're up early. I was excited because it's the only one I got to go to, and I was supposed to be in there at, I wanted to be in there at 8:30. You know, of course, other people want to be there a little later, so we settled for 9, but
you lost that one.
I woke up sitting straight up in bed at 6:40 in the morning because I was just excited to be there.
Back in the valley.
Yeah, so it was just, it was fun to do that on Saturday, and then yesterday was kind of relax and hang out because you forget how long of a day it is, even if it's a noon game, and you forget just how stinking hot it is, so it...
wasn't bad.
Well, you sit in that sun, you bake a little bit, and...
That's okay. Marinate a little bit is what we're doing now.
You marinate a little bit, and it's just, it's a longer day than you remember doing every once in a while, so real little rest relaxation. Watched the Giants lose last night. It's great. Love that.
Did you get sloppy Saturday afternoon after the win?
Absolutely not.
Okay, good.
Absolutely. I got sloppy with water because
it's hot.
I needed some rehydration.
I don't know. I get excited at football games.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize how excited you got at football
games. I didn't realize myself, too. Totally didn't plan that deal.
Mm-hmm.
But when the winning touchdown, I jumped over and big old Zach, and Zach held me up like, hey, man, get off of me. Sorry, buddy. You know the key to the whole game is my niece came up and sat with us.
Yes.
So second half was much better.
She was very excited.
Yeah.
She was really into the game. That was fun
big,
to watch.
Big Tiger fan there.
Yeah, I don't know if Mayer was going to catch you on that last touchdown.
No.
But we took care of it. It was fine.
Yeah.
And we got excited.
What did I miss in my original takes from the entire weekend, especially the Clemson or South Carolina games?
I don't think you missed anything, did you?
Anything that I said, you know, where you go, you know, I learned something. Yeah, you're right about that. Or I forgot about that. Or, yeah, that was a good point. Did that give you any eyebrow raising? What do you,
There's no eyebrow raising in the first little spiel there.
Okay.
Not that I can think of off the top of my head.
Good. Good.
Are we going to talk about what happened in France this weekend, or are we just going to let that go?
Oh, no, we talked about it. 17.5, 10.5, pumping, thumbling, thumping. We saw the Euros put it to them. And really, and you know, I was pulling for the Americans this time. It's hard to pull for Webb Simpson. It's hard to pull for Dustin Johnson. It's hard for me to pull for Spieth, who got punked again in individuals. He's never won an individual match, President's Cup, Ryder Cup. It's hard for me to pull for some guys, but I was pulling for him.
Hard for me to pull for Tiger on 0-4 this weekend.
Looked bad. Looked tired. Looked disinterested. Looked like he had no energy whatsoever.
He talked about it after the match, after the whole tournament.
He's played in 7 weeks. 7 out of 9 weeks he played golf.
Caught up to him. Yeah. Tired.
Yeah. And I don't think Tiger, remember there was a couple times ago where Tiger had a deal where he was going overseas in Dubai. His back was okay. Got on a plane, flew to Dubai. Got there, back's messed up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure he's good for 8 or 10 hours. How long is the flight over?
That one? That's not that bad. It's about 7 hours. 6.5, 7.
I'm not sure he's good for 7 hour plane rides.
Sure.
Yeah. But we'll see. No excuse. He didn't play well. Got beat. John Rahm played great. Mickelson looked like he was just lost. Mickelson needs a haircut and a lesson. I can only help him with one of the two. Oh, I could bring the razors out. Bring the shears out. I could help with both of those. Not very good right now. So the United States look bad. And you know what? Good on them, man. They played great. The golf course was set up good. You know what the golf course was? I saw Curtis Strange tweet about this. Over here in America, we're trying to play everything so firm and fast now. The golf course is set up slow with high rough. And our players didn't know how to react to it. And then we make excuses about it.
Our players also didn't know how to react to water being on a hole.
Especially when they go first, they hit it in the water, and then you back it up by hitting the water. Like, what? Talking about guy hits in the water, you're playing match play, you have one goal in mind, hit land. If there's water on the right, you hit it 40 yards left, whatever, just hit land. But we didn't do that. We're not very good at match play, not very good at team part of it. Hey, it wasn't very good, but congratulations to the Euros. How about the emotions? You watch it?
Watch bits and pieces of it.
You're not gonna like this. You're going to look at me like with the strangest look, and you might come here and punch me right in the nose. I hope not.
That's a long walk. I wouldn't get my hopes up over there.
Maybe after the show, you'll throw my note bag on the ground or something.
He does that
every day, by the way.
I never do
after
that.
After the show, there comes over and throws my notebook on the ground. Every day, true story. Is that true or not?
Not your notebook. I usually throw your keys or something.
Keys or something on the ground every day.
You go, oops.
I think the Ryder Cup is the best sporting event in the world.
Yeah, I'm going to throw a notebook on the ground.
Man, that emotion, that energy, the ole, 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 and jumping up and down, people going crazy, and how they're doing the practice swings with the ole, ole. The crowd, the emotion involved in the thing, I think it's the best sporting event in the world. And then it goes from high energy, and you go from all the things that can happen. Really is amazing. One other quick point. You're not going to punch me in the nose for this. I'm ready to proclaim.
Why did ETN shush the student section when he scored?
I don't think he knew where he was. Right? I think he kind of. We'll just watch that touchdown. Watch Cervenka do a great job right there. How about that block? I'm ready to say this, and I'm not ready to proclaim it full time. Travis Etienne has a chance to be the best running back in Clemson history. A chance. There's a lot of great ones. Takes a long time to call a roll in that class. But he has a chance to be the best back in school history. And that includes C.J. Spiller. Thoughts?
A season and a little over a third into his career.
A chance.
We're ready to say it.
He's so strong in his lower body. And he's got such explosive speed. And he plays behind his pads. A chance. How about that? I'm not saying the best yet.
He'd have to come back for his senior season.
Spiller did that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we'll see. Got a whole rest of the sophomore season and junior season first.
Yep.
So you're not gonna punch me in the nose for that one.
No, but we're gonna talk about that Ryder Cup nonsense because it's a good little event, but it's not the best event in the world.
The raw emotion, the drama, and then I don't know, man. The way the crowds get into it, I think it's the best. I'd rather watch that than any other golf event.
Do we play Ryder Cup highlights and calls, or do we play the same call from a random cross country skiing event in the Olympics?
Well, Diggins is the greatest sporting event in the world, then. You're right. Because we all fish our own clobberbuckets every single day.
It's the Olympics.
Yeah. You think it's the Olympics?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Winter or summer.
Really?
It's the Olympics. This is only U.S. and a couple of European countries. Olympics is everybody, it's literally the world.
All right, we'll see. I don't know. We can debate it. That's a good day. That's a really good April debate. How about that?
An April debate.
Let's shelve it to April.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Love to hear from you. Hey, my friends at Canty Foundation Specialist, they'd love to have you at Canty, C-A-N-T-E-Y. Canty can fix it. .com. Here's the thing about Canty. If you have cracks in exterior brick, if you have cracked sunken concrete steps, driveway, walkways, let them raise it. If you have foundation walls, drywalls, you have bowing foundation things going on. I've got a back deck that's kind of leaning a little bit. Let them come in and raise everything for you. CantyCanFixIt.com. Chimneys, they're pulling away from your home, or home pulling away from chimneys. Doors and windows that are stuck or jammed. C-A-N-T-E-Y, Canty, canfixit.com. Reaction Monday. When we come back, segment two with Mr. Zach Gore. Then your phone calls, texts, and tweets after that.
Clemson Paw Partners is a 501c3 nonprofit helping improve the lives of animals in our community. They've lined up an awesome night of fun, food, and prizes. Monday, October 1st, Clemson Paw Partners will gather at Four Paws on Old Greenville Highway across from Bojangles from 6 until 8. Pets on a leash are welcome, too. Free giveaways to all who attend, and they'll raffle off gift cards, gift certificates, and a Whistle 3 GPS tracker for your pet. Clemson Paw Partners at Four Paws Monday from 6 until 8.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Hi, this is Dewey from Dewey's Pawn Shop. You know we are the best place in the upstate for your hunting and shooting needs. Now Dewey's owns Trader's Gun Store at 2850 Wade Hampton Boulevard. We have stocked our shelves at Trader's with new inventory and are ready to serve you. Trader's carries Benelli, Beretta, Browning, and Cooper firearms, Zaworski, Night Force, and Vortex scopes. Stop by Trader's and let our staff help you with your new firearm purchase. We buy, sell, and trade. Trader's, the gun store.
The day like a tiger, when you've slept like a baby on a custom mattress from Engineered Sleep. Trust and quality are what has made them so successful. They are a true direct-to-consumer business, making all their mattresses at 627 Congaree Road, and can handle any special request or custom order. And customers know that if their mattress isn't just right, Engineered Sleep will take care of them and leave them sleeping comfortably. Call 866-244-0898 or online at engineeredsleep.com.
Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the motor mile.
Whether you're looking for a rewarding career in healthcare, business, public service, manufacturing, or HVAC, Tri-County Technical College can put you on the pathway to success quickly. With campuses in Pendleton, Anderson, Easley, and Oconee, Tri-County Tech has the school and the location to make learning easier. Check out their website, tctc.edu, and get the answers for enrollment, academics, and so much more. Affordable education with limitless possibilities at Tri-County Technical College.
Electric City Crane Service, here to service any and all of your commercial and residential crane needs. Trust the local pros with over 50 years of experience in steel erection, roof trusses, and material lifts. Electric City Crane Service can also set new AC units and move or relocate hefty equipment in a safe and efficient manner. Ready to help you in every step of the way? Leave it to the certified professionals at Electric City Crane Service. Call 225-5351 today, 225-5351. Go Tigers!
Do you have a love-hate relationship with your credit card? You love the freedom and convenience the credit card gives you, but you hate the high interest rates? Then let's face it, they're high. 17, 18, even 20% APR? That's pretty outrageous. But with Lightstream's credit card consolidation loan, rather than throwing your money away on high interest payments, you can get a much lower rate, as low as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. And today, if you want an even lower rate, apply at lightstream.com/radio for a special discount. Plus, with Lightstream, your rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your rates won't budge. They'll stay low. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, which means you can pay off your credit card and start paying an interest rate you can really love, thanks to Lightstream.
Ready to start saving? Apply now at lightstream.com/radio. That's right. Get your extra discount by applying today at lightstream.com/radio. That's lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
This is your plan?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
When you go to PrimeLendingSC.com, you'll find a tab on there to look at your local loan officer. There's local offices everywhere. When you click on it, you've got local people on there that are really looking to help you out. Here's the thing about the great folks at Plains Capital Company and Prime Lending. You're talking about a website that gives you all kinds of resources, getting started, all kinds of calculators, home buyer's guide, refinance guide. You can watch videos on how to do this, how to get pre-qualified, looking at your credit and how you close loans and moving checklists. It really is nice to have all that in front of you. And I see all kinds of national people advertising, and I see all kinds of .coms out there. Go with Prime Lending. Call Mark Hawkins, 349-0160 here locally, 864-349-0160, and they're going to structure a loan. They're going to sit across from the table, sit down with you, talk to you about it, can meet with you at any time. They'd love to start the conversation with you whenever you think about buying, whenever you think about remodeling, whenever you think about refinancing. It's our great friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Segment two, Mr. Orr 24, Zach Orr.
Mickey, of course, we're going to talk about what happened this weekend in Death Valley. But maybe we'll talk about NASCAR this weekend.
No,
we won't. Obviously, Clemson gets out of Death Valley with a win this weekend over unranked Syracuse, but a 4-0 Syracuse nonetheless. A Syracuse team that has played you unbelievably well the last eight quarters. Three players I want to talk about this weekend before we completely dive into to analyzing every bit and piece of this game. Outside of Travis Etienne, three players that I think need acknowledgement and maybe a little bit more gratitude from the fans. Obviously, the first and foremost, the most important player on that list has to be Chase Bryce, right? The guy who not too long ago was the fifth-string quarterback on the roster in the spring. He was third-string quarterback the last 4 weeks. He was buried on the depth chart and continued to be ready enough in case he had to have the opportunity to play in a meaningful game, meaningful snaps. Did just that this weekend. To be honest, he didn't do a ton, but he made the throws when they counted. That fourth and six to T. Higgins at the end of the game was unbelievable. The stones on that throw to put it in that window in that spot. Little post corner route was an unbelievable moment for Chase Bryce and one that will be remembered a long time in Death Valley. The keeper finally, he did a lot of read options and he finally kept one at the end of that game, rumbled down for 15, 16 yards. And that was a lot of fun to watch as well. The second player on the list for me is Xavier Thomas. Xavier Thomas is pushing for first team snaps at this point. We see him late in the game right now in a crucial moment in the fourth quarter, as it's on ESPNU, if you want to tune over and watch that this morning when you're having your cup of coffee or bowl of cereal. Xavier Thomas at the end of the game, obviously with a huge sack on Eric Dungy and making all kinds of pressure on him when it was an obvious padding situation. They had a bit of a NASCAR package. I know that you saw that, Mickey. They had Awesome Brian, Xavier Thomas, Christian Wilkins, and Cleveland Farrell all in the field at the same time. That's just got to be a nightmare situation and scenario for offensive lines. And the third player, that number three, is Gage Stravinka. It's painfully obvious to me that Gage Stravinka needs to be your starting right guard, and that is your best five going forward. They love to rotate out, try to keep those guys fresh, but a little bit needs to be said for continuity on the offensive line and letting guys gel and know what they're going to be doing on the left and right side of them. And when Gage Stravinka was in the ballgame at right guard, it felt like they were able to impose their will on Syracuse, especially on that last drive, and pave the way for Travis Etienne and his 203 yards and three scores on Saturday. Thoughts on those three players? You want to add any players? Please do so, Mickey Fowler.
Number one, Chase Bryce, you're exactly right. While the stats won't really wow you, just 7 of 13 for 83 yards. The fourth down, you know, he had three wide open options in that pass, but he completed the one. Galloway was also open underneath with the tight end, then Renfro's dragging. But it was a right throw. He made the throw. Steve Higgins and a good deal there. And remember, he won the state championship, and yep. I watched that online. They drove the team down the field, and the motto there was don't flinch or never flinch, and he didn't flinch. And not just that, I kept telling you, man, he's going to pull it back and make one of his runs here in a minute. And he certainly did that with a 17-yard run there in the fourth quarter. It's a major difference. He's got something about him. He's got a little it factor about him, and good for him to be a really good backup. Let's not forget this about Chase Bryce, that he committed to Clemson despite Clemson having Kelly Brandt, Hunter Johnson, Zerick Cooper, and even when, you know, he had time to back out and goes elsewhere, even when Trevor Lawrence committed to him. But this guy hung around through all that. And I heard Dabo say after the game, not once did he ever ask me about any other quarterbacks that were recruiting. Not once. And so you give him a lot of credit. And it goes to show you that this is kind of crazy here, Zach. I know this is crazy in today's world. Just stick around. Be patient. Things will happen for you. You know, you just work hard.
Absolutely.
Things will work out for you. I know that's crazy to think about. You're exactly right, 100%. Xavier Thomas, now unofficially for the game, I'm right by saying this. Xavier Thomas had it was an 8-yard sack, is what that was. There was two other plays. Did you see on the on the down after that, the third down, I guess it was after that, it might have been second down after that, that he bull rushed. You see that play where he bull rushed
two
guys?
Yep.
Got up there and made that play, too. You're going to see much more of him. He's just...
That's a nightmare.
Yeah.
He can run around you, as he did on the previous play.
Right.
Murder your quarterback.
Right.
And then he can push through two of you and still get to your quarterback.
The hit was great.
Mm-hmm.
The play... The offensive tackle didn't come out of stance fast enough. Didn't hear the snap count. Didn't see the snap come out. And so, a lot of guys on that roster could do that. The bull rush he did the next play was more impressive to me. And he's just one of these rare athletes. He's got everything you look for in that he is just unbelievable fast twitch muscle fibers shooting out of a cannon, but yet got the strength to compete and against the run and bull rush people too. And then finally, Cervenka. You know, you're in the situation with Cervenka playing as much as he did at guard. He's the backup center too. Behind Falsinelli, you're in that situation because Ankrum, who didn't run down the hill, I was told, but Dress played a series or two. I think he played two series, then couldn't go because of an ankle injury that we didn't know about. That's another thing about this game. Again, you had two suspensions and three major injuries in the game itself,
mm-hmm.
with three major starters in Mullen and Lawrence and in Ankrum, and he still found a way to win. But because of that, then he moved Pollard outside to tackle. And that's where you're playing Cervenka and Stewart. You give them a lot of credit. You know, they get a lot hard time about offensive line recruiting. You think about the young offensive linemen in this program. You like Jackson Carman, right?
Of course.
And you should. You like Bockhorst over there, freshman,
mm-hmm.
at one of the guards. You should. You like Cervenka, who's actually a junior now. Stewart's been a pretty good player for him as a sophomore. We also know Simpson obviously is a junior now, but I think they like Vincent from what they've seen. Hadn't seen enough of him. I know they like McFadden. This offensive line is not depleted by any stretch, next couple of years. And next year's offensive line, you think Cervenka takes over either at guard or at center for Falsinelli, and then you feel pretty good about everything else going on. The offensive line's going to be very good next year. Anyway, with that said, three interesting guys there. I would put McMichael in there too, because once Mullen went down, against a really good passing attack, really against Dungy, and a complicated deal what they do. They did run the slants and run all those screens. I thought Kyler McMichael played great. And one of those unsung hero kind of guys. Good job, everybody. What did you think of Syracuse?
I thought Eric Dungy did a lot of talking at the beginning of that game. I thought
he's a tough little fella, man.
He did a lot of talking to the Austin Bryants and Christian Wilkins of the world.
I'm a Dungy fan. Man.
Their defense played well.
Yeah. They're better defense. They're better. Their front seven's better than you thought they were going to be.
They were better than you thought they were going to be. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Saying that, of course, they gave up 200 yards to a running back.
Mm, good point.
You have to give some kind of credit to Dino and that staff for how they prepare the team. They're a good football team. I don't think they're a great football team.
No. They're not talented, but they got like Strickland, the running back, there's nothing special about him. They got a bunch of Jags at wide receiver outside. The little Riley kid, Clemson, did a great job on him. Their offensive line, Jags. Dungy's not a Jag. Dungy's a pretty good player. On offense, man, you like how they go super fast and they'll slow it down, then the very next play slow it down and come back and pull it back?
Yep.
Their punter is the best in the country.
Clemson faces the best punter in the country almost every week now.
All of a sudden, the guys become Ray Guy
mm-hmm.
right through the week they play Clemson. Their place kicker does unbelievable job as well. The kicking height he gets on the ball, and then he takes one little step or two little tiny little steps, and the field goal's the height he gets on it. They don't have a lot of talent there. But, man, they are very well coached. And I went to that list the other day of who'd you rather have, Dino Babers or, and all those guys that were hired. I think he does a really good job. I know it's not Wednesday yet. Can I play a little win game for Syracuse?
Oh, I mean, we can if you'd like.
Just quickly, let me fly through this.
Quickly.
They are 4-1 right now.
4-1. Lost to the number three team in the country.
Pittsburgh got pummeled by Central Florida. They come back home this weekend to host Syracuse.
Is that a bit of a letdown game for them after coming down here and playing such a huge team? Can you overlook Pittsburgh?
You can't overlook them.
Will they overlook them?
No.
I don't think so either. When?
North Carolina at home.
Win.
I'm going to skip two games.
Okay.
I'm going to go down at Wake Forest.
At Wake Forest?
Yeah, toss up.
Let's go loss there.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Louisville at home.
Win. Louisville's bad.
I'm going to give you three games.
Three games.
Two at home, one on the road. I'll give you the road game first. At Boston College to end the season.
Okay. I think you can lose that game.
Okay. You're going to split these two. NC State at home, Notre Dame at home.
You can beat NC State, you'll lose Notre Dame.
Be careful with Notre Dame. Now, Notre Dame lost their All-American offensive lineman for the season. Be careful. In the Carrier Dome, or is that not in the Carrier Dome? Is that going to be some full stinking playing in New Jersey or something?
I have no idea. Is that the one in Yankee Stadium?
Yeah, Yankee Stadium. Never mind. What the heck are you doing playing them in Yankee Stadium? You play them in the Carrier Dome, you can win. Sorry. I think it's a very, very well-coached team. And I'll tell you this. I told you the other day. I'll do this on Friday. It's the last time Clemson has to play Dino Babers at Syracuse. He's going. He'll get a good job out there somewhere.
He gone?
Yeah, he gone. Dino Babers is a heck of a football coach.
I still don't think you should have ever been in the situation to have to do a 95-yard drive at the end of this game
to
beat Syracuse.
No, of course not.
But here we are watching it.
Here you go. You turn the thing over three times. And you're down your 13 quarterback early in the week. Now it's your 13 quarterback trying to kind of do it. Everything that could go wrong went wrong. And then you still found a way to come back double digits in the fourth quarter to do it.
We're on to Chase Price.
Dabo said last night, for those that missed it, that Trevor Lawrence is doing well. He's going through concussion protocol. They're going to let him work out a little bit. They think they're letting him work out a little bit this week, but they're still going to be very, very careful about it. And how about the fact that they never even considered putting him in? He wanted to go back in the game, but doctor said, nope, we're not doing this. Remember we had that thing before where Dabo puts kids at jeopardy, whatever. Would have been a great time to put him at jeopardy, but didn't do it. Mm-hmm. Do what's best for the kid, much more important than a football game. And, again, gained a lot of respect coming out of all that. Good segment, too, buddy.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Joe and Delvin, hang on. Coming back to your reaction Monday. Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. Call them today, 404-8158. Here's the thing about Carolina Flooring Specialist. You don't lift a finger. It's not like, you know, sometimes if you have, like, painters come in or you might have to move some stuff out, whatever. If you got movers, sometimes you got to pack up your own stuff. And all. Not with these guys. With these guys, they're going to move everything out of your garage. Lay the floor down and move everything back in the garage. It's a high-performance epoxy base. It's a solid base. You're going to absolutely love our friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists. 404-8158. It's a no-obligation phone call. You take over. You give them a call. They take over. And at the end, you're going to increase the value of your home. You're going to love it. It's going to look awesome. I did it. So many people did it. It's our great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists. Call them today. Just let them come by, give you a sample. Kind of help you envision what your garage could look like. CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. 4th and 6 here. Clemson down by 3 with 2.5 minutes to go. Pretty big play right here. Watch this play, how open Galloway. Watch Renfro, too, here, Zach, how open Renfro is going to be here. Do a little play-by-play for Clemson. Wide open across the middle. And, yeah, but took the dangerous throw, made the play. Good for him. Short break. We'll come back. Joe and Delvin, hang on. Reaction Monday. More to this.
Hey, Clemson fans, join Mickey Plyler live at Chick-fil-A of Clemson on Tiger Boulevard this Friday from 6 until 9. Get your favorite Chick-fil-A breakfast and stop by and listen to Mickey's update analysis of college football at Chick-fil-A on Tiger Boulevard in Clemson.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
Unfiled tax returns, payroll tax problems, IRS levies, liens, garnishments, audits. Call the local lawyer who looks out for you and will get the result you deserve. David Green at the Green Law Firm. Call for a free strategy session at 271-7940.
Hey, this is Mark Griffin. Many of you know me from Griffin Property Solutions. After 5 years, I'm proud to announce that Griffin has partnered with Sperry Commercial Global Affiliates. The business landscape is constantly evolving, and so are the dynamics of commercial real estate. We offer local knowledge combined with a state-of-the-art global commercial network, leaving no stone unturned. We call it local reach on a global scale. Call us at 315-3734 or visit us at griffinpartnerssc.com. Go Tigers!
Why shop Reed's Jewelers? Better yet, why not? Reed's Jewelers invites you to make them your jeweler, and you'll soon discover why so many like you now shop Reed's. From their award-winning staff to their impressive selection of jewelry to their customer-friendly financing, Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, invites you to join the thousands of customers who have started a relationship with them. We'd love to see you. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk, online at Reed's.com.
Now that it's football season, tailgaters know that Christopher Trucks is your source for RV maintenance, service, and repairs. They have a state-of-the-art Hunter all-wheel alignment machine for your RV, and their factory-certified alignment specialists are experts in making sure your RV rides safely down the road. Fire up the grill, chill the drinks, and get your RV ready for tailgating with Christopher Trucks, 108 Harris Road, Piedmont, or call 269-2131 and ask for Brian or Jennifer.
Relax, Clemson students, faculty, staff, and IPTE members. You can join Founders Federal Credit Union. With convenient services like Founders App and Mobile Deposit, Founders Online and Online Applications, you can spend less time in our office and more time cheering on your Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Athletics.
Right now at Blanchard Machinery, get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Because we know growing your business isn't just one thing, it's a million little things. And we're ready to help. With expert advice, flexible financing, and industry-leading equipment, you can get the job done, day after day. Get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Call 844-BLANCHARD or visit blanchardmachinery.com/TV. Terms and conditions apply.
Help the Clemson Tigers tackle hunger by donating to the Palmetto Series Food and Funds Drive, benefiting Golden Harvest Food Bank. The Palmetto Series Drive helps feed local families struggling with hunger. For every dollar you donate, Golden Harvest can provide 3 meals to a local family in need. And you'll help Clemson University to win the coveted Palmetto Series Cup. Visit goldenharvest.org to give today. Again, that's goldenharvest.org to feed a local family in need.
The best way to kick off the day. The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Don't even make the noise you just made.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I've all seen the man at the liquor store begging for your chain. The hair on his face is dirty, dreadlocked in for the main.
Hey, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Our friends at Robinhood want to invite you to try their app that's very popular right now. The app is an investing app, and it helps you buy and sell stocks, and all this is commission-free, and it's making this non-intimidating way for you to start investing in the stock market for the first time. You get some confidence in seeing it. The main thing I can tell you is how easy it is to use and how simple it is to use, and it's not intimidating at all. You get easy to understand charts and market data. You can buy or place a trade in just 4 taps on your smartphone. And this is one of the things we're doing in this world now to make it so much easier. Learn how to invest, build that portfolio with our friends at Robinhood. Discover this new stocks and ways to track it to friends at Robinhood. Robinhood is giving listeners free stock like Apple, Ford, and Sprint to help build your portfolios. Now sign up at mickey.robinhood.com. That's mickey.robinhood.com. We call this our Reaction Monday, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Our health care text line, 986-1566. Our Twitter, at Mickey Pollard, at Mr. Orr 24. And Delvin, it's our first phone call of the week. Good morning, Delvin. Thanks for hanging on. I hope you're doing well.
I'm doing good. How you guys doing this morning?
Man, we're great. Had a great weekend. Everybody's blessed. Hope you did, too.
Yeah, man. Man, y'all gotta understand, that was the game plan all along to get Chase Bryson done.
Yes.
It was all part of Dabo's plan.
Yeah, Dabo's that master plan. Dabo pulled all of exactly right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but no, nah, man. But I think that you gotta give credit to the Clemson defense because they could afford him, man, because you know Syracuse had to smell blood in the water, so to speak. Hey, man, they got their backup quarterback in there, and that we can put the hammer down on you guys, and they couldn't put Clemson away.
Yep. No doubt. The defense gets a heck of a lot of credit for that, forcing the drives. And I was wanting to get to that a little bit, though. I'll get to it after the phone call of what they did in really forcing the one turnover and forcing the drives, forcing the punts the way they did. Defense gets a lot of credit for Saturday. They held Syracuse to 311 yards of total offense and 12 first downs.
Yeah, in the second half, after struggling with the first half especially, knowing that, right now you're probably saying, man, where's Mark Fields when you need him? And Clinton, I don't know what was said in that locker room, but I know Devil said he told Tony Elliott we're going to go old school. And boy, did they go old school with the rushing game.
Yeah. In the second half, Syracuse had 8 drives, and the only time they scored was on the 10-yard drive after the punt. Yep, yep. So defense did an unbelievable job Saturday.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. But do you think there's a good shot that Trevor plays this week, or you think it's going to be Chase's job?
I'm going to wait until later in the week because, as we've discussed here many times on the show, the brain is just a different organ, man, and the brain is something that you can never tell what's going to happen. So if it was a twisted ankle, a grade 1 or grade 2 or grade 3 ankle sprain, I'd say, well, you're going to be out 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, but, depending on that and knowing how a guy's going to recover. If it was a knee sprain or something like that, we could do it. With the brain, you just don't know. And with a concussion, I will tell you this, you saw it Saturday, you'll continue to see it. Clemson will not put Trevor Lawrence in any kind of jeopardy. I think he's going to be back, but I wouldn't count on it right now, knowing for sure, simply because you don't know how the brain reacts. Everybody's brain's different. Every concussion's different, and they'll be very, very careful with him.
Yeah, but just thanks for taking my call, man.
Thank you, Dabo.
Just enjoy the weekend.
Thank you. Appreciate the phone call. Zach, you agree with that? That there's no way. Dabo said last night that he's doing great, that it was earlier I think Tony Elliott talked about a mild concussion, and that's great.
Mm-hmm.
He looked okay on Saturday. And again, I'm only talking about the cameras, what we saw on the sidelines, but we don't know anything of that. I'm just not saying, but it's not like he was knocked out, wobbly, that kind of stuff in the initial part of it. And again, that's not a huge deal there. You trust your staff. They're going to do it through every single protocol, going through every single test, knowing exactly what he feels like. He might feel differently. Ben Millsid said he saw him in church yesterday and he looked great and was acting great and all, but he might wake up today and it might be different. Might wake up and show some different signs. I watched Dale Earnhardt Jr. on Real Sports the other day talk about his concussions and how every single morning he wake up with his ears ringing and his eyes looked like it was cloudy and blurry. And, some days are better than others, some days are worse. Maybe he had a good day yesterday. Maybe he wakes up today, maybe he wakes up tomorrow and gets a little cloudy for him. So my point is that I think he's going to play, but I wouldn't be shocked if it doesn't react great and the Clemson is extremely careful with him. After his health is much more important than any one football game.
I 100% agree, and that's why he didn't play this weekend, even though
right. He
was asking to go back in the game this weekend.
Right.
He wanted to play in that second half.
Right.
But, you monitor it. You let as Dabo said in his teleconference last night, you let the coaching staff, or you let the medical staff and the doctors and the trainers make that decision.
Yep.
The coaches do not make that decision this weekend.
If they err, they will err on the side of caution with him. I know that. If they're going to play the national championship game this week, it's not worth the kid's issue.
Holy crap, it's October.
It is October. That's crazy. I think the texter here, Tim from Pendleton, on our health care text line 986-1566, made a good point. He said, good morning, guys. I thought Babers did a terrible job of managing the last 2 minutes of the fourth quarter. A great coach, ? He was asked about it. I watched Dino Babers' press conference, and someone was asked about it. Someone asked him about it. He goes, man, I didn't know if they were going to go field goal or not. He made a mistake. He goes, I pride myself in time management, and I'll go move for move with you on all of your stuff, if you like. I disagree with that, with what he said there. I think Dino Babers did not handle the last 2 minutes. I thought he should have been calling timeouts and giving his team more of a chance to make the comeback at that point in time. What you're thinking there is Clemson still had 2 timeouts. You know, if they kick a field goal, they hold you a couple of times. You try to throw it. Maybe they get the ball back with a minute to go or 30 seconds to go. Maybe try a field goal. I get a little bit of what he was thinking there. You see that? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you get the ball back with 2 minutes. You run a pass play or two, and Clemson has a timeout. You got to punt it to them. They get the ball back at the 30-yard line with 40 seconds to go. You lose to a field goal. Then we'd be saying, man, why'd he call us timeouts? With that said, if I'm Dino Babers, I'd rather have my offense on the field deciding the game rather than the defense deciding the game, if that makes sense. And one thing that is overlooked, and I thought that really thought that Delvin made a great point. In the second half, Syracuse goes 5 plays, 23 yards punt, 3 plays minus 4 yards punt, 2 plays, 3 yards interception, 4 plays, 14 yards punt, had a 4 play, 10-yard touchdown drive after the fumble, 5 plays, 27 yards punt, 3 plays, 1-yard punt, and 4 plays, 1-yard turnover on downs. In the second half, Syracuse had drives of 23 minus 4, 3, 14, 10, 27, 1, and 1. I'm going to do some math for you right quick, Mr. Orr. 20.
Yes.
19, 22, ooh. 36, 46, 53, 73.
Couple odd numbers in there.
72, 73 yards of offense in the second half.
Mm.
Give Brent Venables that defensive line. And they stress your linebackers. Syracuse does a great job of stressing your linebackers with all that motion, all the underneath stuff, all the slants, all the screens. I thought they did a great, great, great job there. And to be honest with you, Muse, I thought, had great coverage. I thought Wallace played well. I thought that McMichael came in and played well. And A.J. Terrell with the interception. All those guys played really well in the secondary. It's not like Dungy had open receivers to go in this game. And Dungy threw it 41 times for a total of 250 yards. You give him a heck of a lot of credit there. That was a nice deal there. J-Dub says, obviously, Babers is an AT&T customer. You know why?
Why is that?
He followed Roy Williams' philosophy, thinking his timeouts were like rollover minutes.
Mm.
He didn't get to use those timeouts.
Mm.
Coming back in. I see what he's thinking, though. But I thought he made a mistake in that one. I did Syracuse... For the win game stuff, I'm thinking Syracuse is 8-4 this year. That'd be a big turnaround for them. Had talked enough about it. You want to do South Carolina win game right now? Did South Carolina?
Come on, man.
They're 2-2. Told you, don't lose. You know what it's time to say with South Carolina? And Gamecock fans, you don't want to admit this. After 5 straight years of losing to them, it's time to say that Kentucky's a better football program than South Carolina. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay. Quick win game for the Gamecocks. You're 2-2 right now. Ready?
Yeah.
Missouri at home, noon, Saturday. They'll win that one.
You can, what's this? Do we have an early spread on that yet?
Gamecocks 1-point favorite.
They're a 1-point favorite at home against Missouri?
Yeah.
Loss.
Come on.
Loss.
I'm going to win.
Loss.
At home against A&M.
Loss.
I agree with that one. Tennessee at home. Tennessee's terrible.
Tennessee kind of hung around Georgia.
Nah, Tennessee's terrible. Don't have that. Apparently, Pruitt went off in the post game.
All right, let's say they get a win there.
Ole Miss.
Loss.
At Florida.
Loss.
I'm going to give them a split with those.
Nope. I'm not giving
Chattanooga's
the benefit
a win.
Of the doubt with anything.
Chattanooga's a win.
Yeah.
Clemson's a loss.
Yep.
And then they'll schedule Citadel, South Carolina State, or Benedict, or somebody, or Allen, or Gray Collegiate Academy or Irma High School. They'll beat somebody there at the end. I'm going 7-5. You're going 5-7.
Possibly worse.
Come on, man. Missouri doesn't beat. Missouri did have a week off.
What do you mean Missouri
week?
Doesn't beat them?
You got all mad at me over there. You got all upset. You got red.
What do you mean Missouri doesn't beat them? What are we dismissing that for?
You got red over there.
South Carolina got punked by Georgia, didn't they?
Yeah.
Missouri was in that game against Georgia. Both of them were at home.
All right.
Missouri's coming off a bye week.
Missouri's coming off a bye week.
They're rested. South Carolina got their crap handed to them up in Kentucky last weekend.
Mm. Texas said, Mickey, there is no A in Missouri. No, but if you're from there, if you've heard it. Madam Chairperson, the great state of Missouri. Thanks, Texter. Appreciate your geography lesson there. Didn't get quite get her.
Goodness.
Satire doesn't work if people don't get the satire part of it. Hey, Trail, T-R-E-H-E-L.com. There's no A in that as well. T-R-E-H-E-L.com. Get in touch with them. 800-319-7006, 800-319-7006. I will tell you, I want a very simple message this time. I went to a place to eat over the weekend, and I wasn't satisfied with it. Food wasn't great, service wasn't great, whatever. And I sat to myself, and I sat at the dinner table, and I was thinking, man, Trail, this wouldn't happen with Trail. Because Trail's number one deal that Will Huss talks about, if we don't exceed your expectations, we have failed. Not meet them, not come close to meet them, not barely meet them. We want to exceed your expectations. It doesn't happen all the time. Name the places on as you can talk about exceeded. Trail does that. 800-319-7006, TRE HEL.com. Hour number two after this.
Safe at home plate in the priority one.